John 11:17-27, I am the resurrection and the life. Hear the word of the Lord today. Today we will continue our study of John chapter 11, and we'll look at verses 17-27, which I've entitled, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus spoke these words to Martha in this passage. At first, Martha did not understand what Jesus meant, but her heart was open. I think this is one reason Jesus made this amazing statement and gave this great revelation to Martha. She was the first person Jesus told, I am the resurrection and the life. The heart is the key to receiving revelation from God. If our hearts are hard, we cannot hear. If our hearts are soft and open, He will speak to us. This is why I begin each session with an encouragement to prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Let's pray. We love you, Lord, and open our hearts to you today. Guide us by your Spirit. Help us to understand your word. Speak to our hearts today in Jesus' name, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. So John 11:17-27, I am the resurrection and the life. Let's begin at verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb for 4 days already. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 15 stadia, about 3 kilometers away. Verse 19. Many of the Jews had joined the women around Mary and Martha to console them concerning their brother. Then when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary stayed in the house. Therefore, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Meditation question. Why do you think Martha assumed that if Jesus had been there, her brother would not have died? When Martha heard that Jesus was coming at last, she went out to meet him. Her sister Mary stayed at home. Martha said in verse 21, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. We, like Martha, sometimes think if we pray, God should answer right away. However, God answers on his timetable, not on ours. Jesus knew from the beginning the purpose of Lazarus's sickness and the timing of his own involvement. Sometimes we think, if this had not happened, everything would be okay. Or, if this had not happened, things would be different. However, this is just wishful thinking because we cannot change the past. There are many movies and TV programs about people going back in time to try to change the future. These fascinate our minds, but the truth is that we cannot change the past. However, through Jesus, the reality of the future can change our present perspective and experience. Jesus tried to help Martha look into the future instead of thinking about changing the past. Instead of looking at the past and dreaming about what might have been, Jesus invited her to look to the future. Jesus wanted Martha to understand that he is our future reality, who can completely change our present experience. As mentioned in the previous section, sometimes it seems like God is silent before great revelations of his glory, as we shall see in this story of the raising of Lazarus. In verse 22, Martha continued, Even now I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Meditation question. What did Martha mean when she said, I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you? And how did Martha understand Jesus' statement, your brother will rise again? Even though Martha may not have been clear within herself when she said, even now I know that whatever you ask God will give you, I think she was expressing faith. Her brother was dead. She was mourning. Jesus had not come in time to heal him. Martha did not know what to say or think, but she believed in Jesus and expressed her faith with her words. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha did not really understand what Jesus meant, but probably thought of the future resurrection spoken of in various Old Testament passages. Many Jews during the time of Jesus believed that there would be a future resurrection, although the Sadducee party did not. Perhaps Martha thought of Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, which speaks of the future resurrection of all people. It says, "But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, and others to shame and everlasting contempt." Martha probably thought Jesus was talking about the future resurrection when he said, "Your brother will rise again." Martha envisioned something in the distant future. However, Jesus brought a future reality into the present situation when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus, the transcendent, eternal God. That means the God who is above and outside of this world entered our finite world as a human being to reveal the life of God to us. Jesus said to her in verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will still live even if he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, God's Son. He comes into the world." Meditation question. Explain what Jesus meant when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." I said in the introduction to the Gospel of John that life is an important theme in the Gospel of John. In chapter 1, verse 4, John said, "In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind." In John 3:16, he proclaimed, "Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." In John 4, Jesus offered the Samaritan woman living water that would give eternal life. In chapter 5:24, Jesus said, "Whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life." And then after feeding the 5,000, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." In John 7:37 and 8, Jesus declared, "Let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow through them." In John 8:12, Jesus stated, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." These statements speak of various aspects of the life that Jesus offers. However, John 11:25 and 26 is the climax of these statements, and it is a definitive statement about true life. Jesus is the bread of life that feeds us, the light of life that guides us, and the water of life that satisfies our soul. However, when Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," he asserted that he is the one who conquers death and who will raise our dead bodies from the grave to live forever with him. Jesus himself is our life now and for all eternity. If someone believes in Jesus, even though his or her body dies, they still live and will never die. If a person is spiritually dead and believes in Jesus, he or she will come alive because Jesus will live in them by his Spirit. The one who has trusted him shall never die because Jesus has already died for them. They will never be separated from God. Jesus asked Martha, "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And now I ask you, do you believe this? Do you believe Jesus is the resurrection and the life? How will this reality affect the way you live your lives in the present world? Martha confessed her faith in Jesus, the Messiah, and the Son of God. She said, I have come to believe that you are Christ, God's Son, who has come into this world. If Jesus is the Messiah, if Jesus is the Son of God, if Jesus is God living in human flesh, and if Jesus is the resurrection and the life, then our whole understanding of truth and reality is dependent on him. Jesus inspired faith in Martha by telling her something about himself that no one had ever heard. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will still live even if he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. This was a major revelation which people from around the world have accepted and believed for the past 2,000 years. This revelation changes everything. Jesus gives us assurance of eternal life. He gives us a new understanding of our lives in this present world. Jesus is our life now and for eternity. Jesus wants us to know and experience his resurrection life now, not just when we die. One of the many verses in the New Testament that illustrates this truth is Romans 8, verse 5. Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism in death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in newness of life. Resurrection from the dead is not just a doctrine. Resurrection is a person. We must believe a person, not an event. That person, Jesus, stood before Martha and revealed to her a future and present reality when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Belief in Jesus separates true believers from people who vaguely believe in the afterlife. All people will be resurrected, but only those who believe in Jesus will be resurrected to eternal life. This assurance and hope of eternal life changes everything for believers. We do not live in the fear of death, but live knowing we have an eternal future. We live with a focus on eternity, knowing that this life is temporary and will soon pass away. As someone said, we only have one life, which will soon be passed. Only what is done for Christ will last. We live with a focus on Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. He is our life now and forever. So what happens when we die? What did Jesus mean when he said, he who believes in me will still live even if he dies? Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. All people want to know what happens when we die. Is there life after death? Can we obtain eternal life? All major religions give no assurance of life after death. No one has ever said, I am the resurrection and the life, except Jesus. Only Jesus can give true hope and assurance of eternal life. So the question is, can Jesus raise the dead? Life is practically meaningless if there is no resurrection of the dead. Jesus did not promise that we will not die physically, but did guarantee that even if our physical body dies, we still live. Our spirit will not die even if it departs from our physical body. People who believe in Jesus believe that he will raise us from the grave. If Jesus can do nothing about death, then whatever else he can do is empty. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. He also said that our preaching is in vain if there's no resurrection. However, Jesus defeated this horrible enemy of death on the cross totally and permanently. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:1, he died so that we, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. When we die, we will immediately be with the Lord. Jesus said in John 5:24, verily, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed from death to life. Jesus died as a sinless sacrifice for our sins. He took the judgment we deserve. Therefore, we will not be judged for our sins. He not only forgave our sins, but made us children of God and indwells us by his Spirit. Jesus also said in John 6:40, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son of God and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Only Jesus can make this promise because he defeated sin and death. He is the resurrection and the life. Paul wrote about the day of resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52. "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." And a favorite passage that gives more light on the resurrection of our bodies, 1 Thessalonians 4:14-18. "We believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead, so also God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep through Jesus. For we say this to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. We have full assurance and know that we have eternal life through him, and that our physical bodies will be resurrected. The great evangelist D.L. Moody said, someday you will read in the papers that D.L. Moody is dead. Don't believe a word of it. At that moment, I shall be more alive than now. I want to say the same thing about my funeral. No matter what people may say on that day, tell them this: I'm not dead. I'm very much alive and well. Don't waste your time mourning or moping around for me. I am with the Lord, where there's no more sickness, death, or pain. I'll see you when you get here. I want to conclude this section by quoting again 2 Corinthians 6:2. "Now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will still live, even if he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" I think Jesus wants to ask everyone who hears these words, "Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? If you believe, then decide to follow him today. The time to respond to Jesus is now. Now is the time when his grace is available. Today is the day of salvation. If you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and if you believe that whoever believes in him will never die, then put your faith in him today." Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are the resurrection of the life. You came and the life. You came into this world and freed us from sin and death. We believe you and receive you today. May your resurrection life change the way we see our lives, problems, and the future. Amen.